Nolte, Atlantic EEC Jeffrey Goldberg begins walk back of anonymous Trump hit. By John Nolte on September 9, 2020. Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg has begun walking back his fake news story about President Trump denigrating fallen service members. The fake story, sorry, I don't link to fake news, whose four sources are all anonymous, claims the president refused to join a commemoration ceremony for fallen American Marines at the Ain-Marne American Cemetery near Paris in 2018. Trump was worried the rain would muss his hair, the fake story said, and then went on to claim Trump said, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." The far-left Atlantic's fake sources, assuming they exist, added, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 Marines who lost their lives at Blewett as suckers for getting killed. The fake story has already fallen apart. Already, about a dozen current and former White House officials, many of whom were there, have gone on the record to deny it ever happened, including officials who despise Trump. The proof the Atlantic story is fake continues to pile up. First off, none of the so-called sources will go on the record. Goldberg laughingly claims they are worried about mean tweets. My guess is that they are worried about a libel suit. Secondly, everyone who is there and willing to go on the record says it's a lie. Finally, government documents prove the trip to Ain-Marne American Cemetery was indeed canceled due to weather. In other words, the fake Atlantic story has fallen apart thanks to witnesses and official documents, which is all she wrote. So how is McCarthyite blacklister Jeffrey Goldberg trying to hold it together? Well, he's been forced to publicly walk back the meat of his story while pretending the meat isn't really the meat. During a Wednesday appearance on KNLAL, Goldberg was forced to say, "This is about a sub-issue, about whether or not Trump wanted to go to the cemetery, Ain-Marne, that day or didn't want to go to the cemetery that day. I think this is not the main issue." A sub-issue, Goldberg says. Not the main issue, Goldberg says. Except, this is how the fake Atlantic story opens, again, I don't link fake news. Let me repeat that this is the opener. When President Donald Trump canceled the visit to the Ain-Marne American Cemetery near Paris in 2018, he blamed rain for the last-minute decision, saying that the helicopter couldn't fly and that the Secret Service wouldn't drive him there. Neither claim was true. Trump rejected the idea of the visit because he feared his hair would become disheveled in the rain, and because he did not believe it important to honor American war dead, according to four people with first-hand knowledge of the discussion that day. In a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." In a separate conversation on the same trip, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 Marines who lost their lives at Blewett as suckers for getting killed. The Atlantic's entire fake story is launched on and predicated around Trump. Not the Secret Service, Trump canceling the visit to protect his hair and the rationale of "why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." If you remove the motive for the cancellation, if you concede Trump had nothing to do with the cancellation, if you are forced to walk that back, you have nothing left. Because there's no "why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." Which means there's no story. Which means your fake sources, if they exist, lied, are liars, and nothing they say is trustworthy. In a world where the national political media cared even a tiny bit about its credibility, Jeffrey Goldberg and the Atlantic would have already been run out of town. Documents, witnesses, even people like John Bolton who hate Trump, all prove the story's a lie. And yet, Goldberg is still the toast of the political media, not because he broke a big story. Oh no, that no longer matters. Goldberg is the toast of the national media because he lied. Because he told an audacious lie that knocked all of Trump's accomplishments out of the news cycle. The 1.4 million jobs, the 8.4% unemployment, the historic agreement between Kosovo, Serbia, and Israel. Because he lied. Because he is a liar. That's why Jeffrey Goldberg is being celebrated by a national political media that knows he lied and will never be able to thank him enough for it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.